The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN125.
Hey, guys, have to tell you, if you're looking for a place to get down on the action, you heard me talking about those hockey overs I've been playing and the ones I've got tonight. I'm playing them on my bookie. This weekend, I'll be playing horses on my bookie. And, of course, I'm doing NFL, college football, CFL, the fights. Whenever there's a big fight, it's all on my bookie. They've got everything you could possibly want. I've been using them now for a couple of years. It's the only website I use because I trust them. Because when you win, guess what? They actually pay you. And I've dealt with websites in the past where that wasn't the case. I've never had any issues with them. They get you your money, and that's the important thing. And they've got so many options besides all those sports. In-game live betting, you can bet over-unders on fantasy points. It's real simple. All you have to do, go to mybookie.ag or Google MyBookie and get your account started, and they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's not going to last much longer, so you want to get in right now. A dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie. And speaking of MyBookie, it's time for Rafael Esparza, Vegas gambling expert, who joins us and also works with MyBookie. How are you, Rafael?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Fantastic. So neither one of us have strong opinions on this NFL game tonight. Maybe you can help the people out here with something, because I'm surprised to see it down to minus one with the Eagles now.
Yeah, that just tells me that there's no confidence on the Eagles, on the Giants, or even in this division. So I've been telling people, if you don't like this division, the way all four teams have been playing, there's some great hockey games on TV at the same time. Blues, Flames, Kings, Montreal, Canadiens. There's other things to watch if you don't want to watch this Thursday night game. But for me, weather's going to be involved. So yeah, I thought the Eagles might be the play here, but if there's going to be weather involved, how the Eagles can be able to run when they don't have a full-time back running back with Jay going down with his ACL injury out for the season. I think if you're able to get the Giants plus three, I think you have a great bet right there. I'm going to stay away in this. Maybe there's still some value on the under in this game just because of the weather. But for me, I'm probably passing on it and maybe watching it briefly, or maybe just watching some hockey, or finally clearing some stuff on the DVR.
How about TCU Texas tonight? Another one, TCU minus 7.5.
Yeah, I was really excited to watch this game, but then Texas Tech's quarterback's probably not going to play, but their second-string quarterback can still fling the ball around. I think any quarterback that goes to Texas Tech could probably fling the ball around. I still think there is some value at Texas Tech plus 760. That's over under. I don't see that many points, even though both these teams can score. I think at TCU, I think the Horned Frogs defense wants to show up a little bit better tonight. I lean towards the under, but I'm also thinking maybe the Longhorns only win by 6 points or less. So give me Texas Tech plus the points.
You mentioned hockey, so I'll bring this up. I've been hammering the overs, and 6.41 has been the average goal scored per game so far. I've noticed a lot more 6.5s now on these lines than I've ever seen before. Is that just a matter of market adjustment?
It is. I mean, it happened last year. I think the first 2 weeks, a lot of goals were scoring, and then the goalies got hot, and it kind of fizzled down. But, wow, today, out of all the games today, there's only 1.5.5, and that's because it's the Kings and Canadiens. Those are two under teams if you watch hockey or bet hockey. But yeah, there's a lot of 6.5s. And I was almost tempted to put a 7 spot on the Maple Leafs Red Wings game, because I think the first team who scores 6 points might win that game.
Yeah, I love the over on Vegas-Pittsburgh tonight. So, that's Rafael Esparza, Vegas sports gambling analyst, my bookie. Rafael, appreciate the time, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Take it easy. Have a great weekend.
All right.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975, you can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And I got to give Lamont credit for tweet of the day. He pretty much pulled the whole first hour together.
He did.
Said, maybe if AJ had a proper workplace for prep, he could have validated the story.
Yeah, that's exactly true.
I don't think you guys are going to beat that tweet today for tweet of the day. So, that's probably fair. If those interns hadn't have been in there doing a podcast, you would have known that wasn't a real story.
I'm trying to, we got it, Jong? Is he on yet?
No, Stephen A. Smith is talking about Jimmy Butler.
Okay, here in a minute, we're going to go to SportsCenter, which is Ariel Helwani is going to be interviewed regarding the suspensions of Habib and Connor. And before we do, did you see that the numbers on the pay-per-view buys came out?
No, I didn't.
Indeed, the biggest fight in UFC history. Smashed pay-per-view records. 2.4 million buys.
That's less than 3 million, though.
Yeah,
that's pretty damn impressive. And the next one will do more because all this crap.
Yep. So, that's a big number. They're going to do some good money. It's estimated that they did about 1.9 million in traditional pay-per-view buys. And about a half a million via streaming. And after you factor in late buys, puts the figure right around 2.4 million, which is a really incredible number.
I think they'll do it when they come back. Do you want to hit our break first and then catch it?
Yeah, that's fine. Just to put that in perspective, the previous high for a UFC pay-per-view, 1.5 million. So that's like almost a million more buys. That's pretty wild. That was McGregor Diaz.
So how much do the fighters make off the buys?
That's always undisclosed.
Okay.
But
we'll disclose it then.
If you fight for a title in the main event, you get a piece of pay-per-view. So, and the reported money for that fight was Connor $3 million and Habib $2 million, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
Looks like their investment paid off.
League City Blake said, I'm being offered Landry for Fournette. Should I go ahead and do that due to uncertainty with Fournette's health? I saw today that Fournette may be out till week 10.
Yeah. If you're offered Landry for Fournette, I'd take that and be thrilled.
All right. We'll be back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. Now a bunch of people. Did I miss the hockey picks? Yes, they're on the podcast last time. I'm sorry, guys. I can't do this every segment. It's about 10 people now.
You could just post it on Twitter and just...
Yeah, but I don't do that. I want you to listen to the show. And that's why I don't ever put my picks on Twitter, because I put them on the show and I'm happy to share them, but you know, I'm not going to repeat them every segment. So if you miss them, they're on the podcast. That's kind of what the point of giving them out is. Here you go. Here's your guy. Let's.
In Las Vegas, the suspension right now is for 10 days. And for much more on this story, let's bring in MMA insider Ariel Helwani on SportsCenter. And Ariel, let's start. Why is it a temporary suspension, and what's the timeline here?
Well, I just spoke to Nevada Athletic Commission Executive Director Bob Bennett, who told me that they will be, in fact, temporarily suspended come October 15th. Per their rules, you can only be temporarily suspended for 10 days. So the next Nevada Athletic Commission hearing is on October 24th. That's when the chairman of the NAC and the rest of the commissioners will vote on whether or not they will be indefinitely suspended pending their investigation, which has already begun. And he says, as of right now, Khabib has yet to be paid his purse, not a cent of his purse, his $2 million purse. Conor was paid as well. He declined to say why Conor was paid and Khabib wasn't. And he declined to give me a ballpark type of full suspension slash fine that they will receive. I'm told via sources, though, that it is likely at this time that Conor will receive some kind of sanction because he jumped on the cage and reacted to the entire melee.
So Khabib's $2 million from the fight withheld by the commission. McGregor was paid that $3 million purse. Many would assume Khabib was going to face the suspension, but not Conor here. And Ariel, in an Instagram post, Khabib has made it known that he feels he has been unfairly punished here. Why?
Well, he is upset that one of his teammates, who is scheduled to fight later on this month against one of Conor McGregor's teammates, is being removed from that card and is on thin ice with the UFC and is being threatened with a release because the UFC feels like they ignited all of this, went in the cage and attacked Conor McGregor. Khabib Nurmagomedov is one of the most loyal people that I have ever met in this sport. And when he comes out there and says that he is ready and willing to leave the sport or the company if they get rid of his friend, he is being 100% honest. This is no PR stunt. He is 100% being honest that he is ready to do this. In the end, I don't think it will come to that, but a very strong stance by Khabib Nurmagomedov for his team, and that's why essentially he did all this, because he felt like his team was being disrespected by Conor and his team throughout the process building up to this fight.
Yeah, can't stress enough, and you brought it up a couple times, there is no sizzle with Khabib. He is all steak. Ariel, thank you for joining us here.
Well, that told us nothing that we didn't
already. Yeah, but, well, what the hell? 10 days.
If you're gonna have Ariel Helwani on at this point, like, don't you have some questions you can ask about new stuff?
Oh, well, that was useless. That was a waste of my life.
What's that guy's name? Is that Dari Noka?
Maybe.
But, I mean, a 10-day suspension is meaningless.
Yeah. That's their temporary suspension. Neither one of those guys were fighting in the next 10 days,
right.
I can assure you.
Right.
We still don't really know anything. Mm. So, yeah, sorry I wasted some time there, Fred.
Well, maybe you should have been asking the questions.
Lesson learned.
Maybe you should call Ariel yourself and get him on.
Well, if he will take my call, I would do that.
Well, you
probably
guys,
won't.
You guys aren't boys anymore?
I don't remember the last time he did a show for me. It's like he doesn't do local radio very much anymore.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Yeah. I mean, now I will say he works for ESPN now, so maybe we'd have a hookup there, but yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah. For some reason, they just want us to take on guys we don't want, though.
Right.
I've noticed that.
Well, then we had a guy that I liked when they had Josh Gross, and then ESPN fired Josh Gross. And then I was like, oh, well, what the hell?
Where's Jeremy Botter these days?
In Austin.
Oh, okay. So,
I mean, I guess we could have him, but I don't think he knows much more than what's going on at this point. So
in other words, there's not really.
We'll just wait and see.
There's really nothing going on, is
apparently
what I learned from that. That and, okay, you get 10-day suspensions. Ooh, and we already had read the whole statement in Khabib voice.
Right. So. He didn't even do that.
No, he should have.
It made it way cooler.
Yeah, at least it was interesting. Interesting. Interesting question.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Do you, you see what happened to your buddy Lenny Dykstra?
No, but Lenny is a mess.
Lenny indicted on cocaine, meth, and terroristic threat charges.
That's too bad.
He's just indicted by the grand jury, which doesn't mean anything.
It's not over.
But possession of cocaine, possession of meth, and also indicted on a terroristic threat charge, also a third-degree crime.
Yeah. The idea that Lenny Dykstra is doing meth is, for whatever reason, not surprising to me at all.
Yeah, me either.
That guy, he's got... Like, it's easy to say, oh, well, he probably lost his teeth because he was doing all that that dip back in the day. Because he always had that big chaw.
Yeah, and a lot of roids.
But I'm going to go with that's less likely than meth.
Who was more obvious as a roid guy? Was it Dykstra or Kirby Puckett?
I didn't know that either were considered slam dunk roid guys.
Oh, dude, you kidding me? Did you see how big both those, like, Kirby goes from 4 homers 1 year to 50 the next?
Yeah, but Kirby also, like, his body didn't always scream, you know, I'm cheating. Sometimes it, like, I'm cheating on my diet.
Yeah, but his body also broke down quite a bit because of that. And Dykstra did the same thing. He went from, like, little skinny outfielder to the big bulked up dude.
Nails.
Who was the guy for the Orioles that did Brady Anderson?
Yeah.
Okay. Against my better judgment, we'll let OU Mike weigh in on the Habib.
OU Mike didn't even weigh in on the Texas OU game. We're gonna let him weigh in on this.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out.
All right, OU Mike.
I'm still a little sore from the OU Texas game.
What do you got, man?
I'm with AJ on that. I believe Khabib means what he says. I don't think he's messing around. Because I know Khabib down at the corner store, until you pay for the fuel, he will not turn the pumps on. So I just want to say I'm with AJ on that.
You were right. That was much against your better judgment.
Yes. Yeah, he'd been doing so well.
I mean, that was horrible.
Yeah. Shame. Oh, boy.
Horrible.
I don't even know where to go from here.
I don't either.
Hey, John, tell us about your Comic-Cast. I know you had guests.
Yeah, we had one
see how I just
familiar. Turned
that.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you record today?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, all the podcasts got recorded today,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
That's why you didn't have a prepper.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't going to use Michael's studio anyway.
No.
On Tuesday, Joe George popped on with me. He's over there at the Evil Empire. But he can do podcasts.
He was with us for a long time.
Yeah, he was with us for a long time. I got to catch up with him.
What'd you guys talk about?
A bunch of DC stuff. He likes watching these kind of stuff too.
Did you ask him why he bailed on us?
No comment.
That was awkward.
Yeah.
I want to ask you because you obviously talked about Gunn to DC. It looks like he's going to do the next Suicide Squad.
Yeah, and I talked to one of Michael's friends, Jennifer Chang. She is out in LA. She does a bunch of, she goes to a bunch of Comic Cons and stuff like that. So she joined me today, and Michael's going to join me back on Monday. But we talked about it. James Gunn jumping over to DC, doing reportedly a soft reboot, I think, of some sorts. They said they're not calling it a sequel, but he's going to be taking over. He's going to be writing and directing the next Suicide Squad movie. And he has the control to recast anybody he wants. My guess is Margot Robbie stays because she has another movie coming up with...
I would assume Will Smith stays.
Maybe.
Dude, that would be a bad move.
Yeah, but that's a big payday for him.
Yeah. My guess is that those two stay and everybody else gets recasted. And there's talks of possibly Jared Leto not returning. So we'll see.
Yeah, I stand by DC's such a mess with all these changes that they make all the time. Like, just stick with characters. That's how you do it.
So what's funny is the directors that were working for, or that was working on a... Birds of Prey movie and a Suicide Squad 2 movie turned in their scripts, and both scripts were nearly identical. So they're like, "Whoop, no, we're starting over with this one." So they were like,
it's not very creative of
you. Nope.
Well, I'm interested to see. I thought there were some things I liked about Suicide Squad, but I think with him getting his hands on it, I think it'd be really good. But I do think it'd be a mistake to not have Will Smith.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, again, you gotta say how much money is this movie gonna make?
Well, it'll make a bunch because
the first one made a bunch.
Yeah.
And frankly, anybody can be Killer Croc. You just need a mask.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really matter.
What about the Cholo guy?
He's dead.
Oh, yeah, he's done for. He was the best character, I think.
Yeah. So, really, all you're replacing is what? The Aussie guy? That wouldn't be any loss.
Oh, you're so horrible.
Yeah,
I don't
Aussie
know
guy,
one
Killer
worse.
Croc, Jared Leto.
Aussie guy or Killer Croc? They were both so bad. And Jared Leto was bad, too. I didn't like any of those characters, but I did like Will Smith's character.
Yeah, I thought Will Smith's character.
I thought maybe they would think about doing a full blown movie with him.
Yeah, they were thinking about doing a Deadshot movie, but I don't know if he was big. He's a big enough star to do it, but I don't know if it's a big enough character to do it.
I mean, do you really need a big character to make a big star, to make a big movie? Like the Guardians of the Galaxy weren't big characters.
Yeah.
You know, Ant-Man wasn't a big character, and those movies are huge.
I thought, though, the one thing they did right was the people they cast in those roles was perfect.
Yeah.
Like, Paul Rudd was perfect for Ant-Man.
Yeah, Chris Pratt was really
Chris
good.
Chris Pratt was fantastic. I thought, and even the voices, Bradley Cooper is the raccoon. I mean, all of it, I thought,
You can
worked.
Do without Vin Diesel as Groot, though.
Yeah, anybody could be Groot.
I don't understand why you would ever pay that for Groot. And like, Vin Diesel's one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood.
Yeah, and all
you're paying him to say, I am Groot, or
I am
Groot.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I could do it, right?
Yeah, you could do it. You should have tried out for that instead of Jonah Hex.
I would do it it for so much less money than Vin Diesel would.
I would do it for as little as $4 million.
Oh, I'm sure Vin Diesel got paid much more than that.
Oh, God, yeah. Plus percentages. I mean.
And then the second movie comes out. I'm like, okay, there's no way that Vin Diesel's doing Baby Groot. And, of course, Vin Diesel does Baby Groot, and they alter his voice. That didn't make any sense.
What?
Hey, that's... Don't hate on the guy for making some money.
Oh, no.
Yeah, anybody could... Just like Killer Croc, anybody could be Groot.
Yeah.
But, there's something else I wanted to ask you about, John, before we moved on.
Oh,
from
I
this
saw
topic.
There's a story of the Joker movie, and on set, they're filming this scene with, in the subway, and apparently for 3+ hours they locked extras inside the subway cart train, and a lot of them couldn't use the restroom because they wouldn't let them, so they were peeing on the side of the train inside and through cracks. So the SAG is looking into the treatment of their extras.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like if we locked you guys in the studio for 3 hours and
it's happened.
You had to use the restroom.
It's happened. I've peed in that garbage can many times. Hey, a lot of people asking, did you like Venom? A lot of people thought it was eh.
It's better than what it got on Rotten Tomatoes. I think the last time I checked, it got a 31. I think it's a high 50, 60 movie. It's not bad. I mean, it's not bad, but it's not good.
So you're really making me want to watch this.
It's like almost every Spider-Man movie, you're saying.
It's like Amazing Spider-Man 2 or Spider-Man. It's not as bad as Spider-Man 3.
Okay.
It's better than Suicide Squad.
Okay.
So I would say just rent it or
just
watch
for it
on demand.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll do.
Yeah, there's too much good stuff coming. I want to see that the Bad Night at the El Real.
Yeah, that looks good. I want to see that. You know what I'm waiting for to come out on demand is that Queen movie, because I wanted to go see that, the Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
And I guess it didn't stay in the theaters long.
No.
But I'm wondering when that's going to be available, because I'd like to see that.
And then I want to watch the Halloween reboot that they're doing.
I knew you'd want that.
I want to see that. And then I saw they're doing...
But Jamie Lee Curtis did not age well, though.
No. I mean, she's old.
I know, but even as recently as about 8 years ago, she still looked really hot for her age.
Yeah, I've never been sexually attracted to Jamie Lee Curtis.
You don't like women with short hair.
I don't.
That's what it is.
Yeah, typically that's a rule of thumb for me.
A Bohemian Rhapsody comes out November 8th.
Okay.
Or 2nd, I'm sorry.
November.
On video?
No, in theaters.
Oh, it's not out yet. Okay,
no,
that explains it. All right, because I thought it came out and it just was bad and I missed it. So I'll go see it in the theater when it comes out. I'm really curious about that. I was a big Queen fan.
Did you hear the thing about Jamie Lee Curtis? Like, Fox News got after her for being against guns, and then she's using guns in the Halloween movie.
She's in, like, True Lies, too.
Yeah. Hmm. But it's, you know, how are you can't use guns in movies. But she thinks there should be stronger gun control in real life. What? That's one of the craziest things I've ever heard of. But
hey, movies are real life. How do we know what's real and what's not?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know.
See, I'm all about realities, the perceptions in your brain and what you create. So if you think that movie's real, then it's real. That's
now,
why you enjoy it.
Laurie Strode, the character that she plays, is a gun nut. She's like got an NRA tattoo. I mean, she's hardcore. But, you know, acting, it's confusing to some people.
Well, I think we should just blur the lines between reality and fantasy. That's what we've done. Like, now you can just make up anything, right? And it's the truth.
Which, by the way, guns rarely work against Michael Myers. Everyone knows that.
All right, guys. I have to tell you how you can save some money. How about paying less interest on your credit cards? And if you've got pretty big balances on these things and you got good credit, well, guys, you're wasting some money here, because with Lightstream, you can get a credit card consolidation loan. You could save hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars, depending on how much money you've got on these cards, and lower your interest rate. Lightstream likes to reward people with good credit, so they're going to offer you a credit card consolidation loan from as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Is that good? 5.89%? I know it's better than the 18% that you're paying for your credit cards, which is what your average APR is, and a lot of them are a lot higher than that. And you can get the funds as soon as the day you apply. If you've got good credit, they want to make sure you get a great interest rate, and by the way, no fees. And Blitzers could save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. Lightstream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. And you know what that music means. Time for a little fantasy talk. Chris Harris runs harrisfootball.com. You can follow him on Twitter at harrisfootball. Chris, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. What's going on down there?
Sports and stuff, man. Same old business.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm in Los Angeles now, but normally in Massachusetts, so it's a blood feud if I cared at all about baseball. Oh, what a blood feud.
So this game tonight, Fred and I both like to throw down the occasional wager, and neither one of us have a really good feel for what's going to happen tonight. But when I was trying to do my research to handicap this game, I came across the number that the Eagles secondary has given up 166 yards per game to the opposition's number one wide receiver, which just sounds like an absurdly huge number. Is that something you could see Odell Beckham putting up tonight?
They just have major problems. It's such a dichotomy, right, between what Philadelphia has going on up front and then what they have in the back end. You know, that kid Mills, Jalen Mills, is like public enemy number one right now. One of the starting corners, and Sidney Jones hasn't really worked out, and the sort of ancillary slot corners haven't played well. Sometimes I think that data, it's like the number one wide receiver, et cetera. You know, not every team's number one is built the same. Not every team's number one is get the attention that Odell Beckham automatically is going to get. There's going to be two guys on him anytime he goes more than 5 yards down the field. But it is very illustrative of the idea that there's certainly yardage to be had. I mean, Stephon Diggs got open constantly in the first half last week, and then Adam Thielen made a couple of big plays. One, like, crazy throw from Kirk Cousins' own end zone, and plays that you would expect a good defense to be able to knock down. That defensive front for Philly is great still, but the secondary isn't. I mean, for whatever it's worth, I set that line at Philly -2, so I guess by a little bit, I'd probably be on the Giants.
A lot of people are asking us about Leonard Fournette, and if you've got him and somebody will trade something for him, do you get rid of him at this point? At last I saw, it might be week 10 before he returns. What do you do with a guy like that?
Well, I don't think you trade such a player away unless you're in total desperate straits, right? You're 1-4. You absolutely need wins now, and he's just rotting. I guess you can take nickels on the dollar, but it's not the way you typically want to run a fantasy team. If anything, you want to trade for guys like this that we know are good, that can help us when we really need it come November and December. But, you know, you have to find the desperate Fournette owner who needs wins now. I mean, you should be able to get Fournette for not much. I should be able to, you know, cobble together like Austin Eckler and Mike Williams, you know, just like ponies for a horse kind of thing, and get Leonard Fournette. And if I can, obviously I don't want to trade for him because there's no sure thing that'll be okay. But, you know, I think the only situation in which you want to sell depreciated assets is if you're just desperate. If you're like, no, I can't wait for when he comes back. And I don't know about week 10. I mean, I don't know anything. I don't know how they would know, right? But you're not going to get him this week, and that's a problem.
What do you do about this Eagles backfield, especially with the injury to Ajayi, him being out for the year?
Yeah, I mean, I think you add Corey Clement. I think you add Wendell Smallwood. I think you probably don't play them if you can at all avoid it in the game tonight, just because, you know, we don't know. We don't know how they're going to deploy him. Maybe it's Clement. He was the favored before the season started, but Smallwood's played okay, and they've got that Notre Dame kid, that Josh Adams, right? And he's looks like Latavius Murray. He's like the second coming of Latavius Murray, like just a big, tall, upright runner, 225 pounds, who likes to run into things. Who knows? Maybe that guy. I have to say that based on, this is completely anecdotal, I'm not a reporter, but based on last year, when they looked at their backfield and said, we don't have enough, let's go get Jay Ajayi, I think they're going to go get somebody. And there's so many candidates, right? I just off the top of my head, like, go trade for Le'Veon Bell if you think you have a chance. Go trade for LeSean McCoy. Go trade for, I don't know, Jordan Howard. Like, it feels to me like the solution to that backfield in December might not be on that team because none of them are really stars yet. But, yeah, I mean, I give Clement the slight nod right now, but I would probably rather wait. I'd roster them and then wait and see how they're deployed tonight and then maybe proceed.
You mentioned Jordan Howard, who a lot of people are having some alarm about him, and I was one of the guys who picked up Tariq Cohen. Particularly in a PPR league, I feel like Tariq Cohen is maybe just gold right now. But most of the people I've been looking at, they haven't put him in their rankings as such. What do you think about Tariq Cohen's value now, this week, and just going forward in general?
I think I'm more on your side than not. But I also think that if you'd said that after week three, you would have been like laughed out of the station because he hadn't done anything. I think he had 5, 8, and 5 touches those first three games. And we, you know, we're remembering the whatever it was, 170 total yard game against Tampa before the bye week, in which he outsnapped Howard, and the game script was actually what you would think Howard would be good for, and they kept using Cohen. And I mean, they actually gave him, like, I think all year in the first three games he'd had 2 carries between the tackles, and he had 5 in that one game, and he didn't go anywhere. But you know, that's a tiny little kid. It's very hard to imagine he'd hold up to the kind of carries that Jordan Howard has to suck down for that offense to work. So, you know, I think you're probably valuing Cohen fine. I think thinking of him as we typically think of these dudes who get 10 touches a week and viewing him as a PPR, sort of a nice flex, maybe RB2 during bye weeks, that kind of thing. My issue is that when people start treating James White, who's exactly that same kind of player, in a slightly better offense, you know, everybody's telling me you're an idiot. He's an RB1, even in standard the whole rest of the year. I'm like, I feel like I've been watching the Patriots for a while. This is not usually how this works. They don't usually tell us how they play in the first month and then stay playing that way the whole year. I think I would value White more than Cohen, but I think they sort of belong in the same category.
Yeah, White's a guy that I've had I've had him in a league where I drafted Joe Mixon and Devontae Freeman, so I've been lucky to have him. But I'm also a big believer that New England running backs, all it takes is one fumble, and you may not see him again for the rest of the year.
Remember Jonas Gray?
Yeah. Well, he's one of many. I mean, there's been tons of. Who was the guy that had the big long dreadlock or the big thick dreadlock in the back? I mean,
Lawrence Maroney.
Yeah. I mean, what? Just you fumbled. Okay, we'll see you in 3 weeks. I mean, it's just there's no nonsense there with running backs, but I do think James White does give him some extra value. Speaking of that game, that Patriots Chiefs game, which is trending towards being the highest total ever in an NFL game. I mean, how many of these guys are playable this week? I mean, obviously the Hunts, the Michelles, we mentioned James White, both quarterbacks, both tight ends. How deep does it go?
I mean, I think it go. I think you would play. There was a thing this summer called too many mouths to feed that I heard. Reasons not to like Brandon Cooks. Reasons not to like Josh Gordon going to the Patriots. Like, I don't think that's really a thing. There were going to be too many receivers in Kansas City for Tyreek Hill to still be a wide receiver one. In this NFL, I don't think too many mouths to feed is a thing, especially in the passing game. So I wouldn't even worry about who the teammates are. I'm cool having talented players in a really good offense, and some weeks it'll work out for me and some weeks not. I think you put yourself in the best position when you pick the good players, and I think most of the skill guys in this game are pretty good. And, you know, it happens to be against another team that's got good offense. I'm not going to tell you I know exactly what the game flow is, and I wouldn't hate, you know, the idea of playing the under in the world's highest over-under total. I think any system would tell you it's probably going to go under because that's sort of how it works. But, all the guys, right? The question comes down to ancillary pieces like Josh Gordon and Sammy Watkins, and I'm fine using Watkins, understanding that it ebbs and it flows. It just does with a lot of wide receivers. That's just how it works. And with Gordon, we played 18 snaps last week. It's tough to say, let's run. I'd rather see the game where he goes bananas and, or at least plays 40 snaps, and then I'd feel better about starting him. But I bet there are going to be some teams who need a flex or like, I need the up, you know, if you need upside, who has more upside than Josh Gordon?
All right. That's Christopher Harris, harrisfootball.com. Follow him on Twitter @harrisfootball. Christopher, great stuff as always, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Am I crazy? Am I going to take the under on this Patriots-Chiefs game? I'm crazy.
I don't know. I
wouldn't touch it.
I think the Patriots are going to score, and I guess it depends on how real you think the Chiefs' offense is, because against that defense, I know the Patriots are going to score. I tend to think they're going to win, but if you think the Chiefs are going to win, it's got to be an over game. It has to be.
It's got to be 80 points.
It might be.
We just skip the Vegas odds and just play the over under 80. What kind of odds will they give me?
Hey, Chris, I know we just signed you off, but let me ask you something real quick about the Rams. With Cooks and Kupp both coming off the concussion, are you kind of lenient to, hesitant to jump on those guys this week playing in the snow and things like that? It just seems like maybe a bad week for those guys.
I guess let's see the forecast. If it's windy and snowy, I'm probably going to lower guys and stay away. But I if anything, honestly, we talk handicapping a lot. I mean, Rams -7 at Denver is just the craziest line I've seen in a while. If I could bet my mortgage on Denver, I probably shouldn't, but you know.
Yeah. Probably a bad call, but yeah, I do think you're on the right side if you were to bet your mortgage. All right, Chris, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, guys. It was fun to talk to you.
Good stuff as always. We should do a betting segment with him at some point.
Maybe so.
Yeah. Because I think that would be fun. All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. We're playing fantasy football each week without getting locked down to picking games for the whole season. You want to play too? Log on to ESPN97.5.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, a couple of weeks, or if you have it all figured out, you can play for the season. Each week we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a year's subscription to Shudder. Shudder is the ultimate streaming service for thrill seekers. Channel Zero. Visit Shudder.com and get 30 days free with promo code RadioCZ. That's SHUDDER.com. And late hits with Patrick Creighton! 7 o'clock tonight.
The Great Crate! By the way, Patrick Creighton's doing his national show right now. I walked by and I noticed that the sex bear is in Patrick's studio. I don't know why, but it's in there.
That thing's getting pretty ragged. It's already sort of, you know, I think it's moved down in class. How's that?
All right.
Is that fair?
Man, that's
Travis asked, did you see what Ben Mahler said about the Astros calling? I don't even know who Ben Mahler is. Sorry. So, no, I didn't see what he said.
I know who Ben Mahler is, but I didn't see what he said.
Oh, who is he?
He's some radio guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We actually once applied for the same job.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who got it?
Neither one of us.
Oh, okay.
Well.
So he's not better than you?
I didn't take the job.
Okay. So there's that.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't. He may have been offered the job as well and declined.
This says he's Fox Sports Radio. I have to be honest. I don't think I've ever heard 1 second of Fox Sports Radio in my life.
We are Fox Sports.
I either listen to our guys or I listen to NHL Network Radio, or sometimes I listen to MLB Radio, or I listen to comedy channels, or I listen to music on Sirius. Yeah. But I don't listen to any other sports talk anymore. And I just keep it on our channel. And most of the time, I'm not don't think guys are good or whatever. It's just I'm not all that interested, and I don't.
Yeah, we talk enough about sports.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we do for 3 hours. Well, not all 3 hours. We talk about other stuff, but I don't want to hear it because I don't want.
You've had enough.
Yeah, I don't want it to affect anything that I'm going to do, for one thing, and I just, you know, I want to focus my energy on sports for these 3 hours. So, except for hockey. Like, I like listening to that NHL Network. They got some good people on there, and it keeps me up to date. All right, let's do this Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Okay, this is one that we had for yesterday, but you wanted to do the other one, which I think I agree was better, but this one disturbs me.
Okay.
Because camel toe panties actually exist and can be bought online at Amazon and eBay. They're basically panties that make you look like you have a front wedgie.
All right.
It's padded to create a puffy-looking front for you.
A vagina.
Yeah.
A puffy vagina.
That the world can see.
Mm.
On Amazon, the product description reads, get freaky with these new, all capital N-E-W, sexy camel toe panties.
I'm starting to maybe put something together. Are these a brand new product? Or yes. Were they around when the shark pic was taken?
No, I think these are brand new.
Oh.
These sexy underwear let you bring a camel wherever you go. You can be sure that you will leave an impression on the people you meet.
Because that shark pic looks like maybe that's what she could be rocking, right?
No, because there's no line in the sand there.
Is there not?
No, I don't think so. I think there's just a chunk. But why on earth? Okay. I mean, I'm an old man, so my opinion doesn't count anymore. Do you guys find that sexy if you saw some big puffy panties that looked like that?
I don't think that does it for me.
It certainly doesn't for John. You're the young one here.
No, not really.
Don't you prefer a dainty vagina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need to see it.
Like ever?
Well, no, I mean, I don't need to see a fake one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Imagine my disappointment if I'm like a big camel toe guy. And you get down to business and all of a sudden, what? It's fake? It's just another way for women to trick us. That's what it is. Breast implants, butt implants, camel toe panties, makeup.
You know what that
weaves.
You know what that'd be perfect for?
What?
If you were a...
Hey, man.
No, a girl with a penis.
Oh, yeah, maybe so.
You want to talk about fooling people? That's what they would be good for. Just saying. I'm just throwing that out there.
Mommy shark doo 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 doo. Mommy shark doo 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 doo.
Okay.
Mommy shark doo 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 doo. Mommy shark.
Edward says, all this time I thought the shark pic was an actual picture of a shark. It is.
There is a shark in the
picture. There's a shark in the picture, but there's other stuff too.
Yeah.
There's shark plus.
337 says, I muted my radio the other night and could still hear Patrick Creighton.
Yeah, that's how it works. You push the mute volume on your computer, and it's still coming through.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Like sometimes I've heard him from the other side over there through headphones while we were on air. I've heard that before. All right, what do I have here?
Well, tell us about your sausage.
Well, first, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Rock Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Zumos. If you have not tried it yet, then I don't know what you're waiting for. If you're going to be grilling this weekend, you're going to be tailgating anywhere, no matter, especially you're going to go tailgate for the Bills Texans, you need some Zumos. It's going to make your weekend. And you, there's so many great products to choose from. The Party Time Sausage, the Boudin, the Andouille Sausage. 1908, that's when they started this up in Beaumont. So they've been huge in Beaumont forever. Now they're big in Houston. And they're in pretty much every grocery store. All you got to do is go and look for Zumos on the package, Z-U-M-M-O-S. And go to your H-E-B, go to your Kroger, go to your Fiesta, and you'll be able to find it. And how about this? Deer hunting time right around the corner, right? In fact, you can already bow hunt, I believe. How about this? Large variety of deer product options. They're going to process them for you. Smoked sausage, green onion sausage, jalapeno and cheese sausage, breakfast pan sausage, boudin, ground chili meat, and jerky, just to name a few. And they've got locations at Houston inside the Beltway and in Beaumont at the Zumo Meat Company. So you can get your deer taken care of. But if you're not into that, just go pick up some of their wonderful products this weekend. Give them a try. There's so much you can do with the Party Time sausage. All of it's great. The Boudin, the Andouille sausage. Make it a Zumo's weekend. Z-U-M-M-O-S.